As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hi, I'm Mike Hamm with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 5 of the NFL season's in the books, and the Jags upset the Chiefs 31-28 in Jacksonville Monday night. Late in the third quarter, Patrick Mahomes threw an interception on the goal line that was returned 99 yards for a touchdown by Jags linebacker Devin Lloyd. Kansas City responded, scoring 14 points in the fourth quarter and took the lead with just under 2 minutes to go in the game, but it was the Jags that went on a 7-play, 60-yard drive, culminating in a 1-yard touchdown scramble by Trevor Lawrence to take the lead with just 23 seconds remaining. Jacksonville advances to 4-1 on the season with the win, their best start since 2007. Elsewhere, the Chargers will be missing breakout rookie running back Amari Hampton for at least the next 4 games. Head coach Jim Harbaugh said the team's putting him on IR after suffering an ankle injury on Sunday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.com.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and slot free play. Now put a little sunshine in your pocket. Drawings every Sunday in October. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find the lowest prices on name brands like Levi 501s, $54.95, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95, and at D&J, get ready for the cooler weather with a full line of Carhartt shirts, jackets, and rain gear at some of the best prices around. And remember, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. At DJ Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Atascadero holding open house for general plan update. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo focuses on battery safety for Fire Prevention Week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Community members of Atascadero are invited to attend the city's open house event, Tuesday, October 21st from 3 to 5 p.m. in the City Hall foyer. This event will provide an opportunity for residents to meet one-on-one with staff and the consultant team to discuss the preliminary elements of the city's general plan. The draft general plan is currently available on the City of Atascadero's website and provides details of overarching plans regarding housing, zoning, and land use until the year 2045. Five big moves are identified in its introductory chapter: create a mix of housing types, attract new industries and higher wage jobs, improve mobility, access and safety, address public infrastructure needs, and ensure fiscal sustainability. Attendees are encouraged to review the general plan elements prior to the open house. Following the open house, the Planning Commission will meet at 6 p.m. to discuss the draft plan and will then go to the City Council for a formal hearing October 28th. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce announced CEO Gina Fitzpatrick has resigned after 10 years of service. During this time, the chamber will be undergoing a leadership transition, as current board chair Rob Covarrubias will step down from his chairmanship and assume the role of interim CEO. As interim CEO, Covarrubias will oversee daily operations, ongoing programs, and the search for a permanent successor. Covarrubias said on Gina Fitzpatrick, quote, "Her commitment to fostering meaningful connections and strategic partnerships have strengthened the region's economic foundation and preserved the values that distinguish Paso Robles and Templeton." Cal Fire San Luis Obispo focuses on battery safety for Fire Prevention Week. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo is urging the community to take steps to protect their homes and families from the growing risk of lithium-ion battery fires. This is part of Fire Prevention Week, October 5th through the 11th. Cal Fire says lithium-ion batteries are most commonly found in electronics used every day, including phones, power tools, e-bikes, scooters, and more. These batteries can store a large amount of energy in a compact space, and if damaged, can overheat, catch fire, or even explode. Cal Fire has shared the following safety tips: only buy products with recognized safety marks such as UL, ETL, or CSA. Always follow manufacturer instructions. Charge on a hard, flat surface, never on beds, couches, or under pillows. Stop using the battery if you notice odor, heat, swelling, discoloration, or odd noises. And dispose of batteries properly, never in household trash or recycling bins. Visit calltorecycle.org to find a disposal site near you. The County Sheriff's Office has released an update into the investigation of a missing person, Isabel Lucas Velasco of Coalinga. The Sheriff's Office began investigating this missing person report September 13th. She's a 50-year-old female last seen in San Luis Obispo County with ties to the city of Coalinga and Visalia. The Sheriff's Office has had reason to believe her disappearance is suspicious. In the update released yesterday afternoon, the Sheriff's Office says they have seized two vehicles for evidence in relation to her disappearance. Detectives are also seeking the public's assistance regarding any sightings or interactions with either of the two vehicles on the night of September 12th or the day of September 14th in the areas of Coalinga and Avenal near Highway 198 West. Anyone with information or footage captured on surveillance cameras of the two vehicles is encouraged to call the Sheriff's Office at 805-781-4500. The photos of the two vehicles can be found on the Sheriff's Office social media pages. The County Public Works Department announced they'll begin to implement parking restrictions near crosswalks to comply with state law. California Assembly Bill 413 prohibits vehicles from parking, stopping, or standing within 20 feet of marked or unmarked crosswalks, 15 feet where there is a curb extension. The Public Works Department says parking in these areas is a violation, regardless of the presence of red curb or other pavement markings. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is a discussion for adopting the 2025 California Building Standards Code with local amendments. The city is required by state law to adopt this updated code every 3 years, but can make local amendments. Staff is recommending council adopt the code with some changes, notably the banning of electric vehicle charging stations in underground, sub-level, or multi-story parking garages. This is due to the higher risk of electric vehicle fires and lithium-ion batteries overheating in the city's hot climate. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Paso Robles School District announced Superintendent Jennifer Loftus has scheduled another Coffee with the Superintendent event in response to community interest. This will be held tonight from 5 to 6 p.m. in the District Boardroom, 800 Niblick Road, Paso Robles. These gatherings seek to provide meaningful engagement, dialogue, collaboration, and strong partnerships within the community. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the division series, yesterday the Brewers beat the Cubs 7-3, the Dodgers over the Phillies 4-3. In Game 3 today, the Mariners will face the Tigers, the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In Monday Night Football, the Jaguars beat the Chiefs 31-28. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Operations at Hollywood Burbank Airport are expected to return to normal today after there were no air traffic controllers for nearly 6 hours last night, inconveniencing passengers.
I just found out through the news and kind of like, oh my God, what's going on? And start checking the stuff.
The staffing shortage linked with the ongoing federal government shutdown. The FAA says the issue delayed departures by an average of 151 minutes. Police are looking for two suspects accused of robbing a jewelry store owner in Woodland Hills.
They put the knife on me and they grabbed my bag and they took all of my stuff and all of my jewelry. More than $200,000 value jewelry. They robbed me.
Ali Sadat telling KTLA the men approached him after he pulled over, realizing he had a flat tire. He thinks they slashed his tires. Laker star LeBron James says he'll make a major announcement later today. I'm John Gilliland. This is California Headline News.
There's nothing worse than starting your day with knots, whether they're in your plans or in your hair. But good news, Tangle Teaser is here to untangle both. With patented two-tiered teeth technology, it's the brush that gets it. No tugging, no breakage, no drama. Whether your hair is fine with flyaways or thick and curly, Tangle Teaser glides through it like it's made just for you. Because it is. From detangling in the shower to styling for your next big meeting, this is confidence in your palm. Bad hair day? Not today. Say goodbye to tangles and hello to your smoothest hair yet with Tangle Teaser's Ultimate Detangler. Prime days are here, and Prime customers automatically save 20% off. But hurry, because when Prime days are over, this exceptional deal is gone too. Amazon Prime customers can also save an extra 10% with code TANGLE10OFF. That's TANGLE, the number 10, off.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
Get ready for the second annual Pioneer Games Saturday, October 11th, 3 o'clock at the Paso Robles Event Center. You'll be entertained and amazed as you watch the hay stealing, potato stabbing, women's trailer backing, as well as bale wagon race, hay hurdle, tractor race, tug of war, tractor keyhole, and lots more events. It's fun for the entire family. That's October 11th, 3 o'clock at the Paso Robles Event Center for the second annual Pioneer Games. Go to PasoRoblesPioneerDay.org.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The California Farm Bureau has announced its opposition to Proposition 50, a measure on the November ballot that would suspend California's Independent Redistricting Commission and give map drawing authority to politicians to draw their own districts. Farm Bureau leaders say Prop 50 would harm rural communities and weaken fair representation. Under the current system, the Citizens Redistricting Commission ensures that rural and agricultural areas have a voice. Prop 50 not only divides farmland, but also weakens the voting power of the people who work on farms, ranches, and fields to grow our nation's food, Shannon Douglas, president of the California Farm Bureau, said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with lows right around 50, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds early tomorrow morning, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the low 70s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, sunny Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, clouds on Tuesday with a 40% chance of showers in the morning. Mid-70s on Thursday, upper 70s Friday, Saturday and Sunday, low 70s Monday, 68 a week from today. Currently it is 57 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Gold is trading over the 4,000 mark for the first time today. Gold tends to attract investors in periods of uncertainty, and the U.S. government is now in its seventh day of a shutdown. The lack of economic reports is also a factor. Political changes in France can push investors to gold. Goldman Sachs is now predicting that gold's price will rise to $4,900 by December of 2026. Dollar Tree shares are losing ground after analysts at Jefferies lowered expectations for the retailers, saying shopping at Walmart costs less than Dollar Tree. McCormick shares are down 2%. The spice company reported higher sales and profit in the recent quarter, but also higher costs. McCormick is expecting a strong holiday season. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Crescent Community Church will be hosting its annual Fall Women's Ministry Conference, October 17th and 18th. Lori Lamb will be the speaker this year. Her and her husband, Brent, country and Christian music lead singer, teach and bring others to the faith. Lori has a heart for mentoring women. The topic will be living a surrendered life. Worship will be provided by Woodland Drive. Dinner and dessert are provided on Friday and breakfast and lunch on Saturday at the Crescent Community Church on O'Donovan. For more information, go to CrescentChurch.com.
Do you want to power your family with fresh, nutritious local meats? I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband Garrett is a sixth-gen Cambria cattle rancher, and we offer grass-fed beef, both wholesale and USDA packaged, and we are proud to announce our fresh local bison is available for pre-sale now at a discount. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com. We deliver locally. Support the food world that you want to live in at TaylorRanch1868.com.
25 minutes after 8 at the Right Choice, KPRL. And do remember, if you have any issues with computers, questions, want to update, upgrade, it's Knowledge Computers here in the North County, 1740 Spring Street, Suite C. You can go to KnowledgeComputers.com or simply do it the old-fashioned way. You can give them a call. That's 805-226-5200 for Knowledge Computers.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling rolling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in October and November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our October grand prize drawing. You could win the premium gift of the week plus $5,000 cash. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers review are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today we continue the story of the Dalton Gang's attempt to best the James Gang by robbing two banks at once and in broad daylight. Early on, the Dalton brothers, Bob Gratt and Emmett Dalton, were lawmen. But they decided the money on the other side of the law was much easier. They started out with minor crimes. Then, with mixed results, they graduated to robbing trains. But Bob Dalton had always envied the fame of Jesse James. So he decided he would best anything Jesse James ever did. Rob two banks at once in broad daylight. They chose Coffeyville, Kansas, a highly civilized town for that time. Most people were merchants and no one carried guns. Besides that, Bob was familiar with the town. He had lived there once. At 9:30 in the morning, the three Daltons, Dick Broadwell and Bill Powers, rode into town. The streets were busy. Unfortunately, the hitching rails where they planned to tie their horses had been removed for street repairs, so they tied them in an alley. Wearing false whiskers so they wouldn't be recognized, Gratt, Broadwell, and Powers went into the Condom Bank. Bob and Emmett took the First National. In spite of their false whiskers, or maybe because of them, they were recognized. The alarm was sounded and citizens of Coffeyville armed themselves and started shooting. The Daltons killed the town marshal and three civilians. Bank robbers Bob and Gratt Dalton and Bill Power and Dick Broadwell were killed. Emmett Dalton was severely shot up but survived. The Dalton Gang no longer existed. Each year, Coffeyville, Kansas remembers the events of October 5, 1892. They honor the four residents who died fighting the Daltons with Defenders of Coffeyville Days. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
This is Elisa Williams with RE/MAX Success on Main Street in Templeton, and we are proud to be a part of the national RE/MAX network that outperformed 2-1 over the competition according to the 2023 RealTrend survey. RE/MAX Success has over 50 agents in Slo County, and we still have multiple offers for listings. The market is robust in our area, and it's a good time to sell in Slo County. We have offices in North and South County. RE/MAXSuccessTeam.com.
Each RE/MAX office is independently owned and operated.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more. Do you have a bottle of wine that you've been meaning to drink with friends and family over a nice meal? Well, lucky you, Allegretto Vineyard Resort has no corkage fee every Tuesday from 5 to 9 at Cello Restaurante and Bar. That's right, you can drink your bottle of wine with your community in Allegretto's Tuscan-inspired dining room. Share a meal and enjoy your favorite bottle of wine every Tuesday.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The Pastorable City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is a discussion for adopting the 2025 California Building Standards Code with local amendments. The city is required by state law to adopt this updated code every 3 years, but can make local amendments. Recommended amendments are to ban electric vehicle charging stations in underground, sub-level, or multi-story parking garages. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The County Sheriff's Office has released an update into the investigation of a missing person, Isabel Lucas Velasco of Coalinga. She's a 50-year-old female that was last seen in San Luis Obispo County with ties to the city of Visalia and Coalinga. The Sheriff's Office says they have seized two vehicles for evidence in relation to her disappearance, which can be found on their social media pages. Anyone with information on these vehicles on September 14th or September 14th or 12th is encouraged to contact the Sheriff's Office. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The FBI accuses former special counsel Jack Smith of tracking private communications of some members in the upper chamber.
Republican senators are outraged, if not downright furious, with the FBI after they learned that some of their calls were also probed as part of the investigation into January 6th, where senators were basically finding out where these people were calling and where they were calling from.
Fox's Mark Meredith, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson was allegedly among those singled out.
Expose this so that the American people really do understand who and what party is the threat to democracy. Here's a hint. It's not Republicans.
A senator on Fox Business, plenty of delays at airports due to the partial government shutdown.
Don't shut it down and affect our airspace, our controllers. Again, it's a huge problem.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy on Fox and Friends. America's listening to Fox News.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control
services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avalatraffic.com. Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Weather. Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. All right, sunny today, highs in the low to mid 80s, and generally clear tonight with a couple of clouds, overnight lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. And then for your Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, low 70s, mid 70s Thursday, upper 70s Friday. For your Pioneer Day Saturday, upper 70s, mid 70s on Sunday, Monday, low 70s. And could get some showers right now, moving up to 40% in the morning on Tuesday with highs, clouds remaining in the upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 6 up and down, 7:03 a.m., 6:39 p.m. We are at 58 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters, Barry will have on Mr. Jake Frederick, Business Development Manager. Wide labor markets realities require a fresh look at your health and workers' comp benefits and overcoming compliance and administrative nightmares. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, you're going to be talking health, and that means talking teeth with Lisa Klokendager and Christina Mankins. They are both RDHAP. You'll find out what that is and why you should consider it for your dental hygiene needs, including updated protocols for teeth cleaning prior to surgeries and other medical care. Alrighty, as we're ready to go, freedom of speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 24, same day, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that as well, 238-KPRL, as we're on the backstretch headed for home.
Let's get yourself together now because it's hit time. They're known as the hit makers, record breakers, money makers. They have style and grace and a lovely face. For all you cats, they're bound to put more dips in your hips, more cut in your strut, more glide in your stride. They'll make your back crack, your liver quiver, and your knees freeze. If you don't dig that, you got a hole in your soul. If you don't dig this mess, you came to the wrong address. And when they start to shake, they're gonna cause an earthquake. Oh, baby! So when I get still rapping, I want you to start clapping and put your hands together. Give a big warm welcome to Let's Meet and Greet the Fabulous.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Christopher. Hey, I got my my ballot in the mail yesterday with and my wife, and with a notebook that has so much garbage in it, it's unbelievable. This stuff must cost like $8 to send out to all the people in our county instead of, you know, doing it in one day. But a year ago, I complained to Shirley Weber, the California Secretary of State, about the polling place in Creston not being closed, but being closed to the people that live in Creston. And they wanted the Creston people, if you wanted to vote in person, you had to drive 20 miles one way to go to Atascadero instead of 5 minutes to go where you voted for the last 50 or 60 or whatever years right here in town. Why they sent other people to our polling place. Well, I got a response after I wrote that letter to the California State Secretary. She must have had a conversation with Elena Cano. And Elena Cano, at the end of January of 2025, wrote me a letter thanking me for complaining and trying to convince me that, you know, these things happen sometimes and blah, 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 blah. And no real deal. But the first thing I did yesterday when I got my ballot, my polling place has been returned back to Creston. I want people to understand, the listeners to understand out there, complaining does work. And the what our county recorder did to make people go to different places in North County was unacceptable and should have never happened. But they try so hard to get you not to vote in person and make excuses on why they need to do things. It's just unbelievable.
Greg, regarding this election, I haven't seen any no commercials or you know, whether or well, never seen any no commercials on this Prop 50. Now, I realize that the money for the yes, I think it was about $73 million, and then $35 million for the no on it. Have you seen any no commercials?
Only coming on my my email from different organizations. So Howard Jarvis, Farm Bureau.
Okay, I'm guessing they're coming on your email because, you know, you're politically active and so forth. And again, that's my assumption, and I think it's pretty accurate. But I guess the frustration is the average person doesn't know what Prop 50 is.
Correct. You know, I guess because this is a special election and there's only one item, so you don't have to do a lot of reading or understanding. And, of course, now they want people to start mailing in their ballots as soon as you get them so that they can figure out how much they're going to lose by, so they know how much they need to cheat by, so that they can try to figure out how they want to reorganize areas so you have no representation. And if you look at the maps in that booklet they put out on how they want to change these districts, it's just unbelievable. The lengths that they will go to cheat, lie, and steal. And I agree with you that, and it's hard too, you know, in the beginning, were they even going to be able to do this? And of course, they're going to force whatever. Here, they're asking us every day to tax ourselves more, whether it's on roads, water, whatever it is, schools, and then they spend all of this kind of money for this election because little Newsom doesn't like what Texas did. Well, why don't you practice running California without running it into the ground? You know, right now with this shutdown, which is another joke in itself, and you talked about it, you know, people, you got to have a little bit of money in the bank for things that happen, and you should be able to conduct your life, unless you're just starting out in life as a young person and you don't have any savings built up. But maybe you should have stayed in the basement at mom and dad's house for another month longer so that you would have some emergency funds set aside for something.
Well,
you
know, to me,
what would you do if you're...
Well,
there's so many different things.
Right. Those are just the basic things that occur in life, that you put some money away if you can. And, you know, I understand the starting out, but, you know, one of my points and why I bring this up about these whining workers once again is, and we've seen it with I'll just use school teachers as an example. They get into the job and then they're not happy with the pay. Okay, you knew what your pay was going in. And you knew that there was more than likely a max on what you can make or what you'll eventually make based on degrees and a couple of other things, and along with your, your not annual, but your raises. So for these people to get into the job, I don't care where it is in the federal government, you know that this is a possibility, and yet you don't do anything according to your representatives, because we're hearing that you won't be able to feed your kids, pay your mortgage, or pay for your car payment. And do they expect any thinking American with a brain to feel sorry for them?
No, you're 100% correct. What happened when the air traffic controllers did what they did when Ronald Reagan was in charge?
They gone.
You don't show up, you're going to get fired. I can't even imagine not going to work. When I became a fireman, I knew exactly when I filled out the application to test and to try to get on the job. It had all the requirements. It had everything you needed to know, and going to what you can say and what, and how you couldn't bring discredit to the fire department if you did get hired. And, you know, and I know here in the past, some people are talking about different pension things and stuff. You know, certain people's salaries were part of their compensation was their pension. They were being paid less because of a compensation package that included a pension. And that's just a deferred earnings that you receive later, because they could have just paid you more and you can start your own retirement. But they decided to do it this way because they wanted to encourage workers to stay there for a certain amount of time. If I left the job before 20 years, I would receive nothing. All of my savings would be taken away from my pension. So they knew that the minimum, a guy would stay 20, and the max, they had a max you could get of your salary, not some other made-up number, if you stayed 30. Once you got to 30, anything over 30, you were just giving it away. It wasn't going to increase anything. So those different kinds of things are part of your compensation package and what you should know when you're getting in something. I had a choice, just like what you said. Say, you know, I really don't like this. I knew that at the different ranks, how much you made, and so on and so forth. So I stayed a fireman 3 with longevity, and the senior firemen were basically the trainers of the young guys. The other guys that wanted to promote, they didn't want to get their hands dirty, or they did the other job for a length of time where they gained such knowledge that they should be in charge. And then they started manipulating tests and requirements for minority improvement and all these different things that really had nothing to do with us providing the best service we could provide. It had to do with all the little special things for groups of people that couldn't make it on their own, so they had to change and lessen the requirements. But I couldn't imagine saying, oh, you know what, I'm upset. I'm not going to the fire station today. The people will have to protect themselves. We never took one job action in my whole career against the citizens, because the citizens were the ones that made our paycheck. And we weren't going to pin ourselves, you know, being used as a pawn by the city councils or whoever as the bad guy to put the people against us. And the people understood that. And they never voted against us on anything the whole time in my career because we never took a position to endanger them.
Well, I you know, again, this is probably wishful thinking, but I wish people would take a better look at certain unions and who they back. And most of the time, the unions are backing Democrats. And that,
yes,
and that means they're going to increase the ability to take money away from the private sector with rules, regulations, taxes, whatever you want to call it. And then, in some cases, with teachers and even with police or law enforcement, they back these people that make rules and laws there, and then it makes their jobs more difficult. But they don't care. They say they care, but they don't care, because at the end of the day, they know that these same Democrats are going to vote them pay raises.
Right, and it's a vicious circle of, so why do you need the pay raise? Because you voted for the people that are doing these stupid things that are increasing the cost of life, and so you're trying to keep up with the cost of living in your life, and you're voting for people that are increasing the problem, and then you want a raise to go along with it that really doesn't put you ahead of the game. You're barely keeping up with the game because you're not paying attention to what it actually does. What benefit is it for me to get $10 more and pay $20 more in taxes?
Right. Well,
I mean, the people that, this is part of the thing of learning what really matters and what doesn't matter and what you need to get through life. And do you want to be disgruntled your whole life, or do you want to enjoy your life? Don't pick a job that you don't like, or that you don't. I told my two daughters, hey, you're not going to be a fireman. They went to the fire station. We had work days and stuff. They had a blast there, but they could understand it. There were certain times. I said, you got to find something that you want to do, that you're going to enjoy, that you're going to do for 30 or 40 years at least. And you get to pick it. And if you start off in the beginning and it's something that you change your mind you don't like, well, don't wait till you worked in it for 15 or 20 years to change your mind. Change your mind in the beginning and then go achieve what you need to achieve to do whatever. My one daughter wanted to be a pilot. She's a captain for Delta.
Right.
My other daughter wanted to be a veterinarian. She owns her own business. She's a large animal veterinarian.
Well, one of the things, and it's hard for many people to do, though, is to, you know, dreams are very nice to have. And it's good if you can attain them. But you have to look at yourself and say, you know, do I really have this in me? Do I want, you know, people that, you know, this is not the best example, people that will open up their own business, okay? You better realize that you are now married to that business 24/7 if you want it to be successful. That, you know, the 9-to-5 days, they're over. You're people that own businesses, that's basically your life.
Correct. All these people that were contract, I mean, if you're not going to be the main guy, my daughter's a perfect example. I told her, too, when she became a large animal vet, you want to work for somebody else, you want to work for yourself. You work for yourself, you're in control, but you're going to work. And you're also in an emergency profession where people are going to call you at different kinds of times because their pet has a problem and you're the emergency person, mm-hmm, besides your normal business. So it's not just the business in her profession of your scheduled things during the day. It's the call at 2 a.m. because the horse is colicking and laying down, or some animal got hit that somebody ran to a fence, or you wouldn't believe the emergencies. And I said, this is part of the gig. And these people, regardless of who they are, have a pet or an animal or something that they're concerned about that want you to take care of.
Yep.
And it's not always going to be at a convenient time.
No, not at all. Not at all. All right. We got to go.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. 5 minutes away from 9 o'clock, the right choice, KPRL. So I got this on the text. Chris, you may know what this is.
Oh, boy. What do we have?
Regarding AI.
More AI.
Elon Musk has developed GROK. Do you know what that is?
Grok.
Oh, okay. So it's that simple. What is Grok?
It's a name he has of his artificial intelligence.
Okay, so, and it goes on here on the text. A friend told me about it, and I have used it to help me set up my new computer. Then got used to asking it some questions. It has a great voice. So this would be similar to if somebody wanted to go on the YouTube and find out on how to change a bike tire. The guy, there's usually a video of somebody showing you. So this is to help the computer. This now Grok can help do things like that as well. Have you ever heard the voice?
I haven't heard Grok's voice, actually, so I don't know exactly what they're talking about. But, hey, if they like it, they like it.
Right. Okay. Let's see here. Kevin, I have seen no on Prop 50 ads on network and cable channels. Okay. But I'd like to know what the channels and what the shows are, if you could do, because I'm interested, and because we're not talking about the people that are tuned in to the political end. We're talking about the average person who has no idea what Prop 50 is and the ramifications. That's why these particularly conservatives, they always frustrate me that they don't seem to go after that. Terrible day in history. I'm sure many of you do remember this. In 1985, the Achille Lauro, the hijacking. It was hijacked off the coast of Egypt on her way to Israel by four. And they killed 69-year-old, many of us remember this, wheelchair bearer Jewish American Leon Klinghoffer, and they threw his body overboard. I can still remember seeing that sight. Terrible, 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 terrible. Also on this day in history, the show Climax debuts on CBS. It was a live broadcast of Casino Royale. 2 weeks later was the first James Bond movie that starred a guy by the name of Barry Nelson. And then speaking of that, and if we move up to 1983, Never Say Never Again premieres in the United States, 14th in the James Bond series. It starred Sean Connery. I don't think I've ever seen a James Bond movie. Chris, I'm going to assume you never have either.
No, I've seen a James Bond movie or two.
You like them?
Yeah, the ones that I've seen anyhow. In fact, before I got exposed to the movies, there were actually a few 007 games that I owned as a kid.
Okay. Do you remember if the movies or who the star was?
For the movies, no. Not the older ones I watched, but I know I've seen the one starring, Daniel Craig? The newer ones?
Okay.
Starting with Casino Royale I forgot the second one, but there was Skyfall as well.
All right. Okay, well, you've watched more James Bond movies than I have. It's just, Roger Moore and Sean Connery. Okay, it's just that stuff just doesn't interest me, but we're all different.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce announced CEO Gina Fitzpatrick has resigned after 10 years of service. During this time, the chamber will be undergoing leadership transition as the current board chamber, Rob Covarrubias, will step down from his chairmanship and assume interim CEO responsibilities. The Paso Robles School District announced Superintendent Jennifer Loftus has scheduled another Coffee with the Superintendent event in response to community interest. This event will be held Tuesday, October 7th from 5 to 6 p.m. in the district boardroom, 800 Niblick Road, Paso Robles. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Protecting What Matters. Barry will have on Jake Frederick, Business Development Manager. on what you can do, what you need to do, and what to look out for. Then Talking Teeth with Lisa Klokentager and Christina Matkins. They are RDHAP. You'll find out all about that and the importance of it, the importance. All right, enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business, and keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
When North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.